Okay, wir hören Kaffee mit Dave bei einem Mischner. Mina Modim will ich nehmen. From the city of Modim and closer to Yerushalayim. Mina Modim will be like 15 kilometers from Yerushalayim. So from that city and inward towards Yerushalayim, Nemanim al Klei Cheres. We'll see talking about the small clay cheres, like cups and things like that. The Amoratsim are believed to say that they're tahor. But mina modin belachutz, but modin and, you know, past that, ain't nemani, they're not believed. Ketzad, how so? A kadar is a potter, someone who makes pots. Shehu mocher kederos, he's selling these pots. So nechnas lifni mina modin, if he comes inside from the boundary of Modin, which is, so we say, who, we'll see Rashi explains this, who are Kadar, the guy himself that's bringing in the Kalim, and Hain, HaKaderot, those very pots that he brings in, and Vehain HaLokim, and those people who saw him come in with the pots, and they're buying it from him, so they, then if that's the case, you have those conditions, then Ne'eman, we can believe that these pots are tar. And they believe the potter was an Amar, believed to say that the pots are tar. Yatsa, but if he went outside again, Modin, with those pots, then Eino Ne'eman, he's not believed anymore. Okay, see Rashi. Mina Modin, Milifni. Modin is Shem Krach, name of the city is Rechok Mishlaim, Tesvav Mil, 15 Mil, Kedama Mesechet Psachim. We meant of Lifnim, Litzad Yerushalayim. So Lifnim means towards Yerushalayim, from Modim closer towards Yerushalayim. Ne'emanim kadarim amayaretzim, amayaretz likach mehem klicheres. You can buy from them the klicheres, hadakim, like we said, the small ones, like neros, kosos, or kitonios, these pots, cups, the flasks. She'yif shar belohem, because you really need them. So that's why we have this kula, that even though normally we wouldn't believe the Amoratsim, but since they're essential, because they're not a mind, we don't have too many of these around, so we're makel that we can believe them. Bishlaim einosim kivshanos, and we're going to say a little bit later on, bipnei ashan, lo lasid v'lo lekaderas, lefichach emunim. So in Yishlaim, they don't make these kaling, because you need these big kilns, and they make a lot of smoke and dirt and soot. And therefore, they disallow those ovens in Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, they don't find too many of these kelim around. They have to come from the outside. And therefore, we have to be a little bit more lenient and believe these amaratim on their kelim. Therefore, we to make a gezerah that you can't buy any of these kelim for the amaratim. You're not going to have these many kelim floating around. So therefore they have to be mekel. So he said, Hua Kadar, the guy himself, Mishevim Michutz Lamodiim, Heminu Lefisha Yefshar. Again, this is Yefshar, we need these Kalim. So the guy himself that comes in, so you can believe, he himself that made the Kalim, you can believe him. Aval, Imasram, Liyala Kadar, Amaretz, Hayosheba Modiim, Olifnim, Lominu. But only he himself, the cool is, if you see him himself, that the guy that made him. But if he gave it to some other guy to sell or whatever, then we can't believe that guy. Only the guy, the first guy that made the kelim. The Hena Kaderos, the actual pots. Alutan Kaderos Evi, who Heminu, the Lolitarefi Mehem Kaderos Shel Kadar, Acher, Shayosheba Modim. It has to be Dafka, those pots themselves that this guy brought in, and not if he, mixed them up with other pots from other potters or whatever. It has to be those specific pots from that guy that you saw walk in. And Vehina Lukuchim, Chavirim Shavar U Shevim Ne'emana Kadar Etzlan. The Lowitz Elokim Achirim. And that is only believed for those people that actually saw the guy come in. They saw him come in with those pots, and you can buy that. But you don't have any of these, you don't have all these three conditions, then still you can't buy from him. Yatzam, Inamodim Lashuv Lacharav, he's leaving, then Eino Ne'eman anymore after he left. Okay, Gemara. Tana. Modiim, Pamim Kilifnim, Pamim Kilichutz. So the city of Modin, so we said, you know, within Modin, past Modin. What about the city Modin itself? Can you believe them for the when you on the Tahara of the Qas in Modin? So it says the Gemara. Sometimes the Brisa says sometimes Modin is considered Ifnim, and then you could believe it. Sometimes we look at it like it's outside, and you can't. How so? Okay, so, Kadar Yotzei. So let's say you have a Kadar. And he's leaving. He was in around Yerushalayim, whatever, and he's leaving. So he's going, you know, away from Yerushalayim towards Modim and past it. So he's going out. The Chaver Nichnas. And then we have a Chaver, he's coming in towards Yerushalayim. So they're meeting each other on the way. And if they happen to meet each other in Modim, then Kilisnim. Then it's okay. Because if you don't let the guy by now, you're not going to get his Kalin. Right? Because the Kadar is leaving you, is leaving. And he's coming in, and they're meeting in Modin. If you know, if he doesn't by now, in Loach Shavemisai, because the Kadar is not going to be past Modin in a few minutes, and he's going in towards Yerushalayim, and he's going to miss them. So therefore, Modin, they mermenkel in Modin in such a situation. But Shnehem Nichnasim, if let's say both of them together, not coming in opposite directions, they're both going together towards Yerushalayim, and they now happen to be in Modin, and they're continuing towards Yerushalayim. Or Shnehem Yotzim, or they were both leaving Yerushalayim, then Kalachut, then we don't believe them. Right? Because if they are, they're both coming in, why does he have to buy it right now when he's in Modin? He's going together with the Kadar towards the Yerushalayim, so you can buy it later, towards he's getting towards Yerushalayim. Why believe it? Don't have to buy it right now in Modin, they're both coming in together. And even in the other case, when they're both leaving, so here, and since they were within Modin, and he could have bought it from him, and he just didn't do so, so it's just tough luck. I mean, why is he, you know, why did he wait till now? If it was in Modin, he's with him the whole time till he gets to Modin. So also, we don't let him buy it after that. No, you have them on this within Modin. I'm saying he was there in Yerushalayim. Yeah, they're leaving. So the whole time, yeah, them on this. Amar Bai, Afana Nami Tanina. We can be medayik this way that we see Modin sometimes as a din of inside, sometimes outside in our Mishnah. Why? Because Hakadar, the Girsa really is from our Mishnah, Shemocher, not as your Machar, but Hakadar Shemocher is a Gedera v'nichnas lifnim, mina Modin. So what did our Mishnah say? The Kadar that's selling his pot, v'nichnas lifnim mina Modin. So then it's easy, it's okay. So it sounds like Tafka Lifni Miodi. Taima the Lifni Minoda Ha Bemodin itself, Gufa Lomehemon, right? It's Tafka Lifni. Ah, Yema Seifa, the opposite. If we send in the Seifa, Yatsa Eino Neman. Masmati goes outside Modin. Ha Bemodin is Neman. So it's a stira in the deep narration of Seifa, whether Modin itself is okay or not. So Elalav Shmamina, you can answer up what we said. Khan, the Sefer that says Mashma that he is Neman in Modin is Pekadar Yotzei Mechaver Nichnas, like we said. If you don't let him buy now, he's not going to be able to buy later. Therefore, it's okay. He is Neman. But Khan, when in the Reisha, when we said he's not Neman, the Diuk, so that's B'Shneim, either B'Shneim Yotzim or B'Shneim Nichnasim, like we said before, then he's not believed Shema Mina. So he's in the mission of that idea. Okay, Rashi. Oh. Okay, back to the Amrit before. Rashi, Modi'im is a krach li krach atzmao. What about the city itself, Amoni? Tamim kalifnim, mechulei kadar yotzei. Mi lifnim min Amoni'im, and ikhnas l'Amoni'im. So the kadar is coming, and he's going from Modi'im, and ikhnas l'Amoni'im. He's coming from the outside towards Modi. So kilifnim mutali kach mimeni. You can it's kilifnim meaning you can buy from him. Shakadar lo yachzor od lacharav, because he's not going to turn back or any. He already left. He's going. You know, he left Yerushalayim, hit Modi. He's continuing going. He's not coming back. If you don't buy from him now, last opportunity. However, both of them are coming inside Michus Lemodin towards, you know, Modin, Ubao Betoch, now they're inside the city. So that's Kilachut. Why? El Yamtina Shiyeh Mina Krach Lifnim. Because why by now? You're continuing on. Why you have to buy now? So now you're both going in. וכן שניהם יוצאים, says Rashi, הויל ומצו לפנים, ושם לא לקח ממנו. Since you were inside, you're by Yerushalayim or whatever, together, and you could have bought from them, you didn't, so that's it, you're tough luck, well, you can't go. If you're now in Modin itself. וכל שכן קדר נכנס וחבר יוצא, הויל וסוף הקדר להיכנס, לפנים יחזור החבר, צריך לקח ויקח. So here they ask on this Rashi, it's the kol shekain is a little funny, because not really a kol shekain to anything we said, but what's the case? Kadar, that's the other way. The kadar is nichnas, right? He's coming, the kadar is coming in towards Yerushalayim, and the chaver is leaving. So since hoyal v'slofa kadar nichnas, since the kadar is continuing, it's coming in towards Yerushalayim, so you have to let the chaver you want to buy, you can just turn around and come back, and your kadar now is within the limits, within Modin, so you can just turn back and get it. So therefore, we don't believe him in Modin in that situation. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Where is he going to buy?
Anywhere within now after he crosses the border of Modin towards Yerushalayim. Then between Yerushalayim and Modin. Okay, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Ne'emani mekliheres adakim lakodesh. As we said before, the Ne'emanis is on small kelim for that he needs people need for kodesh. Amar Reish Lakish v'hu shenitlan biyadecha. What's the definition of small kelim? Something you can pick up in one hand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu She'ein Nitali Biyadecha. Even if you can't pick up with one hand. Okay, Rashi. Tana Ne'emanim Alklicher Tzadakim Lakodesh. Had it not that which we said, Min Amonim Lifnim, Min Ne'emanim Alklicheres, is not any Klicheres, it's Tafka Milklicheres Tzadakim. So Amru She'ievshar Belohim, because you really need them. And therefore, we're makel to believe the Amarat. Get a parshina and leil, as we said before. About gassim, but big ones, could go to chavit yain, a barrel of wine, ena menim, ela betoch Yerushalayim itself, kidol kamaz, we'll see later on. Vani lochach shamati, says Rashi, I didn't hear this what we said, v'libi megamgem al shmuati, but what I did hear, I don't like so much, sheshamati, kishapim sar, that it's me, it's referring to when the mouth of the kli is very skinny. You can't put your finger inside. I don't understand what he means by that, but in the end we're matar them even if it's full of mashkim tmeim. I mean, the Gemara is going to say that later on, but that the kli is going to be tahor, but even though the liquid inside we're going to see might be tame. But I don't know exactly what's kashur over here, but whatever. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amaresh Lakish, lo shanu ela rekani. Okay, that which we say that he's believed on the kli is tough if the kli is empty. Habam aleim, lo. But if it's full of, they learned that it's talking about mashkim that's not kodesh mashkim, and then he's not believed. Only on the empty kli. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu maleim, no, even if it's full. Not only that, afilu apikar suso lasocho, even if his beged is inside of it, that's tami midras, it's still believed, inside the kli, still believed on the kli itself. Rashi, afilu apikar suso is latocho, afilu maleim mashkim shalo she'enam shal kodesh, even if it's full with mashkim, it's not kodesh. Then the Gemara goes on. V'amar Rava, Umone Rabbi Yochanan, b'mashkim atzmam shehein tmein. As we said before, the Rabbi Yochanan, even though he said that we believe, and Rabbi Yochanan who says we believe them on the kli, and the even if it has this tamei thing in it, it says Rabbi Yochanan that he, however, Umone Rabbi Yochanan, b'mashkim atzmam in the kli shehein tmein. So here we have a strange situation. The kli itself is tahor, but the mashkim inside of it is tameh. So therefore, he says the al tisma, but don't be wonderment, don't be astonished.
Don't be astonished.
Don't be astonished that there can be such a thing. You know, like a stira that the kli is tahor and the mashkim is tameh. So he says, can we find such a thing? Shall we find by kli cheres I saw a couple of different perushim just expanding how to expand this case over here. So one perush she says over here is sharei lagin amali mashkin, and the lagin tmeim to mashiva, and the mashkin is tahari. The way he learns here, Rashi doesn't really say what the case is exactly, but he learns here, and they were talking about a case. We have a metal kli that has mashkim in it, and in this, it is inside a kli cheres that is tamid pasil, and it's inside a olamais. So the din is the kli itself is that mali mashkim. It's a lagim artmeim to mashiva, have a din of tumas amais, but the liquid inside of it is tar. So here we have a case, like the kli itself with the liquid inside. The kli is tamay, but the liquid is tar. So we see there can be this seeming steer, and it exists. Says Rashi.
Who didn't drink can't make a tamay.
Yes, they have a shaker. They could.
Huh?
They could.
They could make a tamay?
Yeah. Valtisma, says Rashi, Shekodi Rechachamim Kachin. We see the Rechachamim again. It's a Gzera Zerabanan. And we see they do such things. Sharei Shamati Eitzel Klecheres Hamatzio Etzamashkim Shabatocho Vein Matzio Kolki Tzashetet. You know, it can save the Mashkim inside, you know, the Klecheres Samipas, whatever. It might save on the liquid inside, but Ein Matzio on the Klecheres Shalagin Tmeim to Mashiva, and yet the Mashkim is tar. So you see such a thing. Okay, new Mishnah. Hagabayim Shenichnasu L'Toch Habayi. We're talking about here a gabay that's collecting taxes for a goyish king. So if he goes inside somebody's house, Shenichnasu L'Toch Habayi, V'chein Ganavim Shechzira Et Hakelim, they stole your kli cheres and then they came back to give it back to you. They're good ganavim. So ne'emanim lomar lo naganu. So they're believed to say that we never touched inside the kli. The kli cheres, you know, it only becomes tamei if you're inside. The outside it doesn't become tamei. So they're believed to say we didn't put our hands inside. However, okay, that's only for kodesh, but not for truma. Rebbe Yushalayim ne'emanim ala kodesh. Believe the amaratzim for their pots, whatever, for kodesh. B'shasa regel, afal truma. During the regel, everybody is considered tar, so their amaratzim believe during the regel, even for truma. Say Rashi on the Mishnah. Gabayim, Yisrael shein gabayim, lemelech nachri, and they're collecting tax collectors for the goyish king. Ligvot miyad Yisrael, to collect from the yidden, either gugolia, like head tax, or misim, or types of other taxes, the arnonios, levies. Shenichnasu l'toch habayit. So they came into the house. Why? Lavot avotok. They came in the house to you didn't pay your taxes or whatever. They came in to take away your computer or whatever. So then the pots are there. We say, they say, don't worry, we didn't put our hands inside your pots. So they're believed. V'chein ganavim sheganvu k'keres v'chzirim, then he brought him back. Ne'emanim lavar, lo naganu l'toko, we didn't put our hands inside, don't worry. V'lekodesh ne'emanim, this is only for kodesh though, aval lo l'truma. The kula matnisi nachomer b'kodesh b'truma kam, because the whole Mishnah here is referring to show how chomer b'kodesh b'truma, how kodesh is more chomer than truma. V'behedya sheninu p'tosefta, hagabayim shenichnasu l'toch habayis ne'emanim ala taras chatas. That the gabayim that come into the house are believed for the tara of the chatas, v'hein amini ala taras truma. So, and that, what chatas is that? V'hai chatas is talking about pasar kodesh, not like sometimes it talks when chatas refers to as the efer chatas, a paradu, but that's not the case in there. But lo efer chatas, k'nmucha chatas. So, af im asu tshuva, dashin betuma hayu. So, even if they did the tshuva though, but they're, since they're used to being with tuma. V'yushlaim ne'emanim mefarsh v'gemara. Okay. So, we go on to the Gemara. We said to the gabayim are ne'emanim to say that they didn't touch the kelim. You're a mean. He gabayim shenichnasu l'toch habayis. Habayis kulo tamei. We said that if the Mishnah says that if a person the gabayim go into a house, gabayim went to your house to take a security or whatever, the whole house is tamei. And now what are we saying that they're believed to say they didn't put their hands inside the thing? And we said the whole house is tamei. So answer the Gemara. Ha, that we say, which is we have the Tamid, we're talking about a case, the Ika Nachri Badayu. We're talking about when the Goy went in with them. You know, he wasn't the only tax collector, whatever. He went in also, the Siyadim also went in with the Goy. So as we'll see, he's like afraid of the Goy to, you know, that he wants to make, you know, has to do the job well. So he's scared that the Goy is going to, you know, not too happy if he doesn't, you know, or going to see or be most around him if he doesn't do his job well. So therefore, he's going to have to go through everything, Mamish, and therefore everything's Tameh. But over here, when we say, he's believed to say, I mean, it's okay, I didn't put my thing in, that's a Lecha Nachri, but I was not scared of any Goy, so therefore he doesn't do such a serious job, and therefore he believed to say, I didn't put my hand inside the Kaling. That's none. No, he did. We'll see right now. That none. Im yesh nachri mahem ne'amanim lomar lo nichnesu. Right, that, yeah, lo nichnesu. Right, even if there's a goy with him, he still believes to say, I didn't go in the house. That, yeah. But aval einam in lomar nichnesu velo naganu. But to say we actually, once he said, but we were in the house, then already we don't believe him to say that he didn't touch, because once there was a goy with him, we assume he touched. And now the Gemara explains that. Why is that the case? What's the reason why they're not believed when the goy is there? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chadamar, the reason is emas nachri alim, because they're scared to not do the job properly because the goy is there. He's going to beat him up or whatever if he doesn't do the job properly. The chadamar emas malchus alim. The other reason is that when there's a goy there, he's not scared of the goy necessarily. He's scared of the malchus. Meaning, scared of the goy is getting a tattletale on him. Go to the malchus. Says, oh, you know this Jewish tax collector doesn't do his job properly. He doesn't go through the house properly. So those are the two reasons. And the Gemara says, my binayu, what's the nafka mina? Ika binayu nachri sheino chashuv. If you have a goy, that's not so chashuv. So if this is not chashuv, you're not scared of him, and the actual goy himself. But still, even if he's a goy, it's not chashuv. He still might go tattle on you to the government. So that would be the nafka mina if those two reasons. Rashi, kol abayis kulo tamei, kol klei bayis are tmeim. Shechazak akabayim mashmashim kelim, that they probably are going to touch all these kelim. Ikar nachi bedayu eina min lamar lo naganu, not pleased to say that we didn't touch. Why? They're scared. Im lochi chapsu kol abayim, they don't do a proper job. Amos Nachri Alayhem, they have the fear of the goy on them. Penyanishim Beguf Obamama, they're going to, you know, hurt them physically or monetarily. Amos Malchus Shema Yalshin Alayhem, they're Malshin on them, the goy, Yetel Al HaMelech. Nachri Sheino Chashim, he says, Nachri Minim, the Amos Olek, he's not scared of him, he's not Chashim. But Amos Malchus is on him, because he can go tell on him. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah, Mechena Ganavim Shechzir Mekelim. We believe the Ganavim say we didn't put our hands inside. You're meaning, yeah, Ganavim Shenichnasu Habayit, Ein Tamei Ela Vimekom Dritzos Ragleim Ganavim. So if a Ganav goes into the house, so wherever they stepped, then that area is Tamei. Okay, so still, where they went is Tamei. And now, all of a sudden, we're saying this plea, he's holding in his hand, you know, when he's bringing it in, he says, it's okay, I didn't think, we believe him. So how could that be? So I'm a rapin, because mishmei derab, or derab, some course, kishasau tshuva. We're talking about, kasu tshuva, we're talking about when he did tshuva. Okay, so when he did tshuva, then we believe him. If he doesn't do tshuva, we don't believe him. We believe everything, however he walks with Tamei. If he did tshuva, then we can believe him. And we can see that's the case. Taikanami in our Mishnah, Diktani, Shikziru as a Kalim. Shmamina. What does it say in our Mishnah? When he's coming and bringing the Kalim back that he sold, you can believe him as he sees. Tani, you know, he's bringing his Kalim, the Kalim back. Now you can believe him, but if he doesn't do tshuva, he didn't bring Kalim back. It's Tama God that went to your house. So therefore, wherever he walked, it's Tama. Rashi, Elamakom Drisat Raglega, Navi, Mikomakom Drisato, Miyatami, at least where he walked it, Tami, Mikoshakin Kalim, he's holding his hand, right? Shagan Ruvik Zero, Kashasu Chuva, Machmat Chuva, Ixirum, Yokach Lomi Shakra, therefore he's not a liar, because he sees the Tani bringing the things back. Okay? Back to the Gemara, we said to Bishlaim, Nemanim, Ala Kodesh, Yishlaim is belief for Kodesh, Tana, we learned the Braisa. Then in Yerushalayim we say Ne'emanim, the Amaratzim, right? Al Klecheres Gassim. In Yerushalayim itself, they're believing even on big Klecheres, like barrels or whatever, for Kodesh, L'Kodesh. V'chol Kaklama, She'ein otzim kivshanos b'Yerushalayim. So why do we have all these dinim we saw, you know, these big kelim in Yerushalayim and smaller kelim even out to Modi'in? The reason is, as we mentioned before, because you don't have the kilns, these big ovens in Yerushalayim, because they make smoke, etc. And therefore, we are makel, if we're not going to let people buy these things on our house, there's not going to be too many kelim around. Okay, Rashi, Al-Klicher is a gatsin, v'choshekein, of course, the ducking in Yerushalayim itself, u'behed yetanim Yerushalmi, that the manim al-taras, kol ha-kelim, v'chosh, everything. V'chol kach-lama, mehader afal ha-dakim, imina modim lifnim. We're talking about here even the dakim from modim lifnim, and why are we believing all of this? She'en osin kishan of Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, lo le-dakim, lo le-gatsim. We don't make, not even for making any type of kelim, we don't have the kiln. U'miyu be-dakim, hu-tzrach lan she'en Yerushalayim. So the dakim, though, we have a little even more makel because it's very necessary that people in Yerushalayim shekol yachid v'yachid nasku be'beis kol is in the sachim for the korbanos is in his house. So he needs kelim for that. The lechein isipul lehem tar, they extended the kula to believe the amaras, right? Li yachidim migvul modin all the way out to modin. About bali elishcha mosrim. Or mistapkin, somewhere in the sachim letzibur, the ones that are, you know, have the, they need the big pots for the tzibur. Da'alahem ben nichnasim letochir. They're only in the city itself. L'shem bilvad. I mean, only there they believe them on their chaviyot. Inam yechidim tzichim ledakim afle bishul shloshameim yom yom. Even the individuals need the kelim to cook their shlamim daily. And because the din is, you have to klicher. Don't forget, once you cook in it, the shlamim, you have a problem. No, so you have to break them. You're constantly breaking these kelim, and therefore you need quite a bit of supply of them. And that's why, and you can't get them in Yerushalayim. So therefore, they're really hard to come by, and that's why we have to be making. Okay, last little piece for today. V'shasa regel. We said we believe the amaratzim even on truma. Aminani mili. Where do we know this from? Amar Bishua ben Levi. And we learn from a pasuk. Amar Kra says by the Pilegish Megivah says Vayasef Kol Ish Israel El Ha'ir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. Says when all the tribes got together, the gang up on Binyamin. So it says they gathered together Kol Ish Israel El Ha'ir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. So they're calling this gathering the people there Chaverim. Hakasuv Asan Kulon Chaverim. Since they gathered, they're called Chaverim, and since on the regal we gather together. So therefore, we see that everybody's called a chaver when you gather together on the regal. It's Rashi, v'yasef kol ish Yisrael, v'yipleges begiva, see the session, esfu kol Yisrael begiva, hakasuv Hashem chavirim, v'regel ishasa seifel. Therefore, they're all called chavirim.